On today's show, Josh and Jeff will take a look at last week's stupid news, Josh will read a stupid story, and I will award someone the title of least stupidest person in the room. You are listening to It's a No-Brainer.
Thank you, Rita. Like my lovely robotic co-host said, this is It's a No-Brainer, the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities, even if we may have to dumb ourselves down to understand them. My name is Josh. And may I introduce my other lovely non-robotic co-host, Jeff?
I'm fully life-formatic, and that's Jeff with a G.
Jeff with a G. That's G-E-O-F-F.
G-off.
G-off, in case you're playing at home.
Right.
Mine is spelled just like you normally would, Josh.
Yeah,
not like any of those other like kids' names that like they throw all the Q's and the X's and every letter of the alphabet.
Right, you're just straightforward, normal guy.
Straightforward. Straight, Josh. Nothing more. So, Jeff, did anything stupid happen to you since our last show?
What last show?
What last show is right? This is our very first show. We're hoping that we can make this a regular thing. We are new to the podcast genre, and we figured...
Since it's our first,
yes, naturally. We figured that we think that we're naturally funny people, but...
Yeah, I think I'm pretty damn funny.
The only way we can really test that is a podcast.
I like my own statuses.
Yeah, I like your own statuses, too. But... I think the internet, the only way you can judge somebody's funniness, not by lolcats,
no,
not by memes, other memes, but by podcasts. And we're hoping that we can bring the funny to you week after week. So for our first segment here, we scoured the web for the stupidest news of this past week and found a few stories that were just too stupid not to mention. We've got a couple topics that Jeff will be able to choose from. The topics you can choose from for this week are gummy bears, potato chips, and chicken wings. That's a totally different story there. Chicken wings.
That sounds slightly racist right there.
Yes, it does. They're not chicken at all. They're cat. But, okay, which one would you like to choose?
I think I'm going to try gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
The delicious gummy bears. Sweet treat of high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yes. Everything is made with high fructose corn syrup.
But
this dress, this is from Yahoo News that reported this, there's a dress that is made out of 50,000 gummy bears. It was designed by Alexander McQueen, and it was designed exclusively for 12 Magazine, their debut issue. It weighs 220 pounds, and it takes three people to move the whole thing. Now, other than just walking diabetes, other things that come to mind... are a model wearing a dress made out of gummy bears that is probably three times her weight. Why do they think this is a thing?
Well, my first issue is 12 Magazine, so this is a magazine for 12-year-olds?
I don't know. And it's 12 without the last E.
Right, so are they trying to demonstrate a gummy bear dress for a bunch of little kids?
I don't know. It's edgy, because, yeah.
Right, and you know what this dress sounds like to me? The ultimate prom dress.
Ultimate prom dress, yeah.
You don't have to rip it off. The guy can just eat it off.
when you're all done dancing and the party's all over, all the after parties and the after parties, and the classic situation of date and other date, just go somewhere and do the deed and...
Do the nasty.
Do the deed. 50,000 gummy bears will be there watching you.
You know, after that, I wouldn't even want to have sex. I'd be full. I'm done with this.
Well, you'd have a sugar rush at first. You're like, yes, more, and then the crash. I don't even want to know how the dress is made, even though it says in the article, but done.
They melt it together?
Okay, well, let's find out. Okay, first, steel wire is twisted to create the shape of the dress. Then the mold is covered with a sheet of vinyl. And finally, each gummy bear is painstakingly glued on in a chevron rainbow pattern.
Not even edible.
So, not even edible. Let me see if I can pull up a full picture of this here.
I don't know, maybe since it's for 12-year-olds, do they still eat paste at that age?
Possibly, yeah.
I mean, maybe then.
Everything's edible.
Well, I guess even rat poison's edible. You just
die. Yeah, if you can put it in your mouth, it's edible, right?
I think that's the rule.
That's how it works, right?
It just may or may not be non-toxic.
Okay, well, I can't find the dress, but
no worries.
We'll post a link to it somewhere out there. But we've got a couple other choices here. We've got potato chips and chicken wings. If we still got time, which we do, we can talk about one of those others.
I think I'm going to take chicken wings, like you said before.
Chicken wings, okay. This is a kind of an indirect connection here, just because we wanted to get all the food connection there. But there was a guy, this is from the Huffington Post, their weird news section, which I feel we're going to be using this a lot. There was a guy by the name of Paul, and he was hit by a car while being chased by a man in a gorilla suit. So, a guy from San Antonio, he was hit by a car while being chased into traffic by a man in a gorilla suit. But the reason that the guy was being chased in the first place, well, the guy who got hit by the car, he went to his local establishment, the local Hooters, quality, where they have chicken wings.
Great chicken wings.
And very large plates of food. and so he was done at Hooters, and he decided, oh, well, life's just bad. I'm going to go commit suicide. So there was a nearby person in a gorilla suit advertising, it's called the Coco Bongo, a tropical-themed nightclub. Because tropical-themed nightclub, the only thing that I think of is putting a man in a gorilla suit advertising the place.
Right. But, I mean, that makes complete sense right there.
Yes. But the guy in the gorilla suit's like, hey, you're not going to commit suicide while I am here watching you do that, so I'm going to chase after you and not let you do that. Ultimately, the guy who was wanting to commit suicide goes into traffic, couple of cars swerve, miss him, and then is hit by a car, taken to the hospital, but he is in stable condition.
So he failed at suicide.
He failed at suicide.
And while being chased by a gorilla.
Yes, there's the addition to the story when he gets to tell his friends and his kids and whoever else loves him why he's in the hospital.
I mean, how bad does that person have to feel if he can't even do it while being chased by a gorilla?
You think that'd be the extra motivation to put him over the edge? Like, oh my god, alright.
My life's over now, I'm getting chased by a gorilla. There's nothing left for me.
We have time for our last one, and this was my favorite, actually, of the three. This is the potato chip story. This is from The Smoking Gun. So naturally it's going to be a stupid criminal story, which are always classy. There was a guy, the title of the article was Cops Follow Potato Chip Trail to Collar Man for Burglary of Subway Restaurant. Okay, so there's a lead up to this. It kind of makes sense, and then it takes a turn for the worse. There was, he broke three glass windows at a Subway in Washington, just outside of Pittsburgh, and then he broke a glass door to enter the store. He couldn't quite get in through the three windows that he had provided, broken glass. And I mean, I've been to plenty of Subways that have storefronts, and those are pretty large windows.
You
break the window, you should have enough room to get in, but he decided he needed to break two more glass windows and also the glass door.
I'm thinking he's just angry at Subway.
I don't know.
He had a bad time.
$5 footlongs every month. maybe he couldn't afford it. Because then he proceeded to go to the cash register. Couldn't secure any money because the machine was locked. So he decided to throw a couple of cups at the register. Cups.
All right.
Little like, paper cups. And decided, okay, well, this isn't working. I can't open the register with paper cups. He grabbed a couple handfuls of chips. It says that 9 bags was in the police report. And then exited the Subway with chips in tow. The police arrived, and there was literally a trail of chips that led to suspect who was on the steps of Washington High School. And it was the guy who stole the chips, of course, because he left a trail of chips and...
Wow.
I don't even know how to finish the story.
I mean, how desperate are you to just steal chips?
Chips.
Those registers are light enough for you to take.
He wasn't thinking. He was like...
Well, obviously he wasn't thinking if he just steals chips and breaks three windows.
I've got to get the money inside the register. And seeing I was such a failure at breaking windows to get into things, I don't think, like, okay, I can't break into the cash register to get the thing. The three windows behind me are proof that I can't break into things successfully.
That's the point. He threw paper cups at a register.
He was charged with burglary, criminal trespassing, theft, Criminal Mischief. Wow. He is in jail right now, being held on $30,000 bond.
Wow, that's...
For stealing 9 bags of chips.
And breaking 3 windows.
Was it worth it?
That's how I want
to
go to jail.
Would it be worth it? Yeah, would you rather go to jail for stealing 9 bags of chips... Or for attempting to commit suicide while being chased by a man in a gorilla suit.
You know, I would say the 9 bags of chips. I think people in jail would fear me then. I mean, I don't think Butch would come
near me. What would your nickname be?
My nickname in prison? I think I would be the Butch.
Chipper. Hey, there's Crispy over there. Go get him.
Krispy Kreme.
Don't drop the chips. You're gonna get a tag from behind and...
No, they'll probably call me Lay.
Freedom Lay. Alright. Those are the end of our stories. If you wanted links to those stories, we'll put them up on our show's Twitter account. Just follow No Brainer Show. That's with an @ before that, because that's how Twitter works. We'll also be posting some other goodies, pictures, lolcats throughout the week. And if you want to tweet us, please tweet us, because we like to be tweeted.
I like tweeting.
Tweet. Tweet, tweet. More stupid stuff after this short break.
Have you ever wanted that same public restroom freshness that urinal cakes provide, but in your own home? Introducing Toilet Brownies by Flushco. The box design of the toilet brownie reminds you of a freshly baked brownie and provides a strong yet pleasant scent of chocolate, even while you're in the bathroom making chocolate. And because each toilet brownie is true to its classic shape, you can flush it over and over again and it won't go anywhere. Because you can't flush a square peg down a round hole. Your shit won't stink with Flushco brand toilet brownies. Buy a dozen now at www.notthosekindofpotbrownies.com.
I've known of the existence of fan fiction for quite some time now, but something that is a lot newer to me is crossover fan fiction. And for those of you out of the loop, we'll try and explain this best we can. It's pretty simple. Fanfic's basically a user-generated story. Put in the setting of popular TV shows, comics, movies, whatever. Crossover fan fiction, blending of two or more things. So you might have Spider-Man and Lord of the Rings. All the characters will kind of integrate with each other, and the settings will be the same. They'll interact with each other for good, evil, sex, whatever. Anything goes in the world of fan fiction, and that's where there is an infinite possibility for things to get really stupid. The site fanfiction.net houses millions of different fanfics by users from all around the world. Today's story is a crossover fanfic in the world of Harry Potter and SpongeBob SquarePants. Yes.
All right.
Jeff is hearing this for the first time here, so we're going to get his genuine reaction to this story. Written by username JB01, the It's a No-Brainer podcast presents to you Harry Potter and the Deathly Sponge. And now, for reference here, we're going to be reading this word for word. Words may not be capitalized or spelled correctly. There might not be commas, periods, any correct punctuation at all. But here goes. Harry Potter and the Deathly Sponge. In Harry's home, Harry was alone, but he hear a sound and smoke come, and it was a sponge, and Harry said, SpongeBob? And the sponge said, yeah, Harry, is me, and the door opened, and it was Moody. And he said, come, Harry, go to this bike. Harry said, okay, and Moody said, in the count of three, we go one, and Bob's just said three. And all the people just go, and Moody just got a dragon and ride it, but it was a trap. Death Eaters attack. SpongeBob got out a gun and shoot the Death Eaters, and all the Death Eaters die, and SpongeBob said that was easy in the way SpongeBob say a male. And he said, can we go to the mail, Moody? Said, no, SpongeBob. Said, come on, and Moody said, fine, SpongeBob. And said, yay. And Moody said, but you got 1 hour, SpongeBob. Said, okay, 10 hours later. SpongeBob said, I'm back. And they move, but smoke came, and they sleep 1 day later. SpongeBob and Harry woke up, and they're where in a forest. SpongeBob said, "We are lost," Harry said, "What now, SpongeBob?" Said, "I know, he blow a bubble," and in Patrick House, Patrick said, "SpongeBob, you're lost, SpongeBob. Hold hands with Harry, I will teleport you to my house," and SpongeBob and Harry teleport to Patrick House to be continued.
Does this kid know what a period is?
I don't know, it must be a guy, right? Hey! Oh.
Out of breath yet?
Yeah. Kind of.
I see a couple exclamation points in that
there
script.
Were exclamation points. I don't know if I emphasized them enough.
Oh, yeah, you got them, but...
I got them. It's just hard when there's no other punctuation. It doesn't feel that it's worth it.
There's not even any quotation marks.
No. That's why all the sets... Everybody was talking at once, and it was like, who said what now?
It sounds like a three-year-old got a hold of a keyboard.
Yeah. This is when you put monkeys in a room. You don't get the complete works of Shakespeare. You get Harry Potter and the Deathly Sponge. All right, but it said to be continued at the end. There's more. Yes, there's more.
Unfortunately.
Chapter 2, actually. Chapter 2 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Sponge. In Patrick House, SpongeBob! Squidward works for you, know you who Patrick said. SpongeBob said, who Harry Potter, cool. Harry, you did not tell me Squidward work for you. Patrick said, know the guy who saved the day, what not the guy. I mean, SpongeBob said, Mermaid Man and Barnacle by OMG. Why did Squidward not tell me? Patrick
Squidward.
Says, no, not that guy, he evil SpongeBob. Said Man Ray and the Dirty Bubble, OMG. Patrick said, no, 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 okay, he is Voldemort. SpongeBob said, oh, okay. How did you know Patrick's... Oh, I'm sorry. Patrick said, okay, here it is in 12:30 p.m. I was in the Walmart. I saw a book. It say Voldemort works. And I look at it. And I saw Squidward name. And that's how got... Get it, SpongeBob said. Get it. And Harry said, what is this Walmart? Patrick said, is a mall, Harry. Said, tell me, what is a mall?
Ah. That's like the biggest cliffhanger ever.
That is. There was no to be continued. I'm guessing that's the end. So
I'm guessing his mom found the computer.
It's like, stop doing this. You're going to play football now.
You must get friends.
You must get friends other than television. So, summarizing the story, if I can remember what even happened anymore.
I don't think anything happened.
This was all just a blur to me. So, in Harry's home. They were at Harry's home. He was... I don't know.
Yeah. There... Technically, this is all just one big happening, I think. There's, what, like three ending
there
sentences?
There were three definitive sentences in the two paragraphs that I just read.
So basically, this is just one big thought.
Yeah.
That's quality writing right there. That's gonna... What are those? The Newbery Award?
Newbery, Pulitzer... Yeah. Is that death for writing? Yeah. I don't know. My brain is so melting on my ears right now, I have no idea what to react anymore.
That's the joys of fan fiction.
Yes. We'll hopefully have a better story for you next week or the week after that. But, yeah, send us your own.
If you've got a fanfic of your own and that you'd like to submit to the show, email us at nobrainershow@gmail.com. Even more stupid stuff after this short break.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. Here's my number. 864-96-BRAIN. Dial the It's a No-Brainer podcast hotline, and tell me something stupid that happened to you. Again, that's 864-962-7246. So, call me maybe?
Frida-Lay. Frida-Lay. Alright, before we continue, I think that we should formally introduce you to that sexy robot you've been hearing throughout the show. Her full name... is the Robotic Eccentricity Testing and Reading Device, but we call her Rita for short.
She's our little retard.
The feeling is mutual, Jeff.
Rita's role is important on the show. She will act as our judge, our narrator, whatever task we really need her for.
I am not, however, a sex robot.
I never said you were, Rita.
Sorry. Jeff was looking at me with those eyes again.
They're the only two eyes I've got for you, Rita.
All right, so at the end of each show, Rita will crown one of us the least stupidest person in the room. How either of us obtains that crazy title is completely up to her. So, Rita, what is this week's challenge?
You want answers? We'll give that crazy Yahoo answers.
The Yahoo Answers service can be very helpful when you are asking hundreds of thousands of users for help in any range of topics. Many of these questions encourage a little experience on the topic. Others require a specific vein of knowledge to give a good, educated answer. In this week's task, we are going to toss all that out the window in the name of efficiency, as we try to give answers to as many Yahoo Answer questions as we can in 60 seconds. If during any of our turns we get stuck on a question, we can shout clarify. The clock will stop and some extra details about the user's question will be read. A player can only have one question clarified during each round, and the player with the most correct answers as deemed by Judge Rita will win the title. Pretty easy. All right, so should we toss a coin to see who goes first?
Sure.
Sure. Tails.
Tails.
I will read first.
All right.
Jeff, the clock will start when I read my first question.
Like Family Feud.
Yeah, all right, anyway. Would you laugh at a guy named Dana on your wrestling team?
Yeah, I mean, Dick. Dana. Close.
Should I tan the tops of my feet?
Yes.
Can a dog still walk okay even if we have to amputate her leg?
Depends on the dog. Some dogs, yes. If it's a little wiener dog, no.
If you could be any inanimate object, what would you be?
A camera so I could watch people.
Why aren't there any hot homeless women?
Because they don't show her.
Garnier Nutris 2.1 Blueberry Deep Blue Black isn't any good.
Clarify.
All right, stop the clock. Here is your the following details by a forgetful lady. This is the username on Yahoo Answers. I have been drying my hair for about 3 years now. Drying my hair. I've taken the world's longest shower, and now there is nothing I can do to dry my hair. Okay, I'm guessing she meant dying, but anyway. It's naturally a light mousy brown color.
Mouse brown.
Mouse brown. You don't see that in a Crayola box.
That was my favorite crayon. Never could get it.
I have been using a burgundy black color for the past year now by Nice and Easy, but I think they have discontinued it as it's getting really hard to find the color in stores now. I really love my hair this dark black color, and it has a nice hint of red in the light. Don't want to go flat black. I think maybe it would be a bit too harsh. So I've been trying to find reviews for Garnier Nutris 2.1 Blueberry Deep Blue Black, but can't find any anywhere, so I was wondering if anyone out there has tried it? So there's your insight, and the rest of your time begins now.
Hey, if you want to proper hair dye, go to your paint store, find the tint you want, get that paint, it'll last longer.
Can I use Googon on my laptop?
Can you use Google on your laptop?
Can I use Googon on my laptop?
Oh. No, any liquid base is usually not pretty good. Stick to Monster Cleaner, please.
I pooped on his manhood?
What?
Time's up!
There you go.
Alright, if you had one more clarify, this is what you would have heard. Let me see here. Okay, so one time me and my BF were gonna have sex. I asked him if he wanted to roleplay, and he said, yeah, sure, okay. So I made him the baby tiger, and I was the big fat lion.
What?
I don't know. So he was sticking S penis in me, and I accidentally pooped on his dick.
Oh, God. That relationship's over.
Yeah, you're done. It's not you, it's your butthole. Right. He asked what it was, and I said it was chocolate. I wasn't quite sure. He said, I don't believe you, and I said, I'll prove it by eating it, and I did, thinking it was chocolate, and threw up in his mouth. What the fuck? Can we censor out words in this podcast or not? Should we?
It's labeled as explicit, so.
Alright, we can say fuck all the fucking fuck we want. I Pits. Feel... Wieners!
Hell.
Butt. Fart. Alright, anyway. I feel really bad now. He's not taking my calls. I don't know what to do. Help.
There is no help for her. She's done for. When you poop on a man's dick and then you vomit it in his mouth.
That's...
Well, not only is it vomit, it's a mixture of poop.
Yeah.
It's poop vomit. Poop vomited in his mouth.
It's... You're...
You're done. No more poop.
You're shit out of luck. That's all we can say. Alright.
Jeff, you answered 8 questions correctly.
Yeah, Rita likes me.
Rita likes you. Alright, so now it is my turn. Jeff will read questions.
Alright. Okay.
And we'll get the timer ready. Again, 1 minute with one clarify.
Alright, I'm ready.
Are ready.
Okay. All right, I'll start it at the first question like you did for me. This first one comes from Doreen Crapper.
And what a great username there.
Right? All right. If a vagina isn't used, can it heal up and close?
Only if you put a Band-Aid on it.
What is the best cleaning product for getting semen out of my cat's fur?
OxyClean.
Why are there school?
Why are there school? That is exactly... You've answered it and you're in question. Next.
How to become a vampire in real life?
Don't read Twilight.
Has Harry Potter written any other books?
Under the pseudonym John Grisham, yes.
How turn computer monitor into mirror?
Go to MS Paint, find the black color in the palette, click on the white screen with the paint can, instant mirror.
All right. Is it true that blacks are able to run faster than regular people because of an extra bone in their ankle?
There's not extra bone in their ankle.
Oh, I see what you did there. Time.
Ah! I didn't use my clarify.
Yeah. I was hoping you were actually going to clarify the how to turn a computer monitor into a mirror.
Oh, okay. Had I used it there, do you know what that
It says, does anyone know if it's possible to use a background that will essentially turn my computer monitor into a mirror? I scanned a mirror and it didn't work.
What happens if you scan a mirror? What does it come up with?
You know, I bet you it's just the light. I'm kind of curious now.
All right.
I'm going to have to take a mirror to work and scan it.
Do it.
I have a big...
Please. And if he doesn't do it by next week's episode, have the preparations in our inbox.
Yes.
Or on Twitter. But how many Rita did we have right for myself?
To beat Jeff, you must have answered more than 8 questions correctly. Josh, you answered 7 questions correctly.
7!
This week's least stupidest person in the room is Jeff.
In your face!
Should we have a sound clip?
Whoa, like radio stuff. Least stupid person, Weekle. Least stupid person of the week.
Week.
You'll have it for 7 days.
Jesus, we should stop. We did it. We survived our first show.
And let's hope there's many more to come after this one.
I hope there are many more to come after this one. It's fun. We should maybe try this again next week.
I agree. Let's do this again.
All right. If you're game, I'm game. The best part about doing the podcast about stupidity is if it totally sucks and we sound stupid, it fits the genre perfectly. Win-win.
Someone can do a stupid show about us.
There we go. How meta would that be? All right. Keep in touch with us. Follow our show on Twitter. Again, it's at No Brainer Show.
And if you've got more than 140 characters to say about our podcast, feel free to email us. The address for that is nobrainershow@gmail.com.
Lastly, you can call or text the It's a No-Brainer podcast hotline. It is 864-96-BRAIN, or if you don't know how to do the numbers with the letters, 864-962-7246.
I'm Gio.
I'm Giosh. Reminding you that life is stupid, and so is everyone. Bye.
Goodbye.